She didn't change jobs, yet opportunities came to her on their own. At 7:40 on a Tuesday morning, Lin Lan placed her coffee on her north-facing desk in Jing'an, Shanghai, and refreshed her inbox before opening her laptop. She is 33 this year, and has worked as a data analyst at a mid-sized e-commerce company for 4 years, stuck at an unremarkable level. For the past 3 years, the resumes she sent out disappeared like stones thrown into the sea, with barely an echo. I used to be afraid of being seen. I felt that writing my thoughts down was showing off, Lin Lan told me later, in a calm voice. It wasn't until one day my manager said, "Your retrospectives are clearer than anyone's, so why have I never seen you explain them to an outside audience?" That sentence was like a needle, popping the illusion that if I just keep my head down and work, I'll be noticed. The turning point came last spring. Lin Lan began rewriting a quarterly user attention analysis into a readable long-form article, published on the company's tech blog and her own public account. No clickbait titles, no writing trending topics, just a thorough explanation of how we used a layered model to lift next month retention by 11 percentage points. Within 2 months, she received proactive invitations from 3 companies, 2 of which were levels she previously couldn't have reached. This made me rethink a question: is so-called personal branding really about becoming famous? For Lin Lan, she didn't gain hundreds of thousands of followers, nor did she start live streaming to sell products. Instead, her capability became, for the first time, an asset that others can find, trust, and are willing to pay for. This article is about exactly this method, using professional influence to turn capability into something accumulated, without relying on traffic. Professional influence is not being famous, but a trustworthy search result. Many people frown at the words personal brand, thinking it belongs to influencers, streamers, and bloggers, and has nothing to do with people who just work hard. This misunderstanding blocks the most valuable layer right at the door. Professional influence is not a follower count, it is whether your name comes to mind when someone faces a specific problem. I've seen 2 kinds of people. One kind has 5,000 friends across platforms, with lively likes, yet when you actually need someone to solve a concrete problem, no one can remember what exactly they are good at. The other has only 800 followers, but every time someone asks how do you do e-commerce retention, someone in the group will chime in, "Go read Lin Lan's article on the layered model." The latter's asset is far more solid than the former's. A frequently overlooked detail is how attention is allocated over time. A recruiter spends about 6 seconds scanning the headline of a resume, yet may spend 3 minutes reading a professional article you wrote. An article is a form of retrievable trust. It doesn't depend on you being present, nor on you repeatedly promoting yourself. It speaks for you in the search results. So switch the goal from "let more people know me" to "let those who need me be able to find me," and the path becomes clear. You don't need to please everyone. You only need to make that small group who truly care about your expertise able to find you accurately when they need to, and be willing to trust you. This is the cheapest and most durable leverage in career growth. The content leverage model: what you write keeps working for you. The word leverage has been overused, but here it has a very concrete meaning: one input, many returns. The professional content you write is a quiet lever. It doesn't clock out, doesn't quit, and doesn't get nervous in a performance review. Lin Lan's retention article was read by fewer than 200 people on the day it was published. But she left it alone. 3 months later, an old article was shared by a peer and brought in a new wave of readers. 6 months later, someone clicked in because they searched next month retention, layered, and then added her on WeChat. The same piece of content worked for her repeatedly at different points in time. This is the first layer of content leverage: write once, distribute many times. The life cycle of content is longer than we imagine. A solid, well-structured professional long-form article remains effectively retrievable in search engines and on-platform search for about 18 months, continuously discovered by new readers. By comparison, the half-life of a single friend circle post is only a few hours. Investing time in long half-life assets rather than short half-life noise is the plainest mathematics of professional influence. Compounding hides right here. The article you write today and the one you write tomorrow don't cancel each other out, they stack. After 3 months you have 12 articles, after half a year, 24. They reference and corroborate each other, forming a web of evidence that this person genuinely knows the field. When the evidence is dense enough, opportunities shift from passive waiting to proactive knocks on the door. Professional analysis, the compounding curve of personal branding and its data validation. Compounding sounds like chicken soup, but we can use a set of magnitudes to verify whether it actually holds. First, a disclaimer. The numbers involving reach and returns below are illustrative calculations meant only to explain the mechanism and do not constitute any promise. The data on memory and public sales come from traceable public research and are labeled by source type. First, a real memory law. The classic Ebbinghaus forgetting curve shows that a person retains about 34% of what they learned after 24 hours, dropping to about 25% by the sixth day. Source type, classic memory experimental research, magnitude reference. The implication for